starts it, right? Hey, what y'all know about that? Hey, what? Hey, I was trying to decide between Dwelle or Melissa Morgan or some Phyllis Hyman. Y'all don't know about that. Y'all don't know about that. Don't play with me. I hope all y'all are doing wonderful, or, you know, you're holding on, holding up, whatever. I'm sending you love, hugs, and good vibrations tonight, okay? Because we are approaching the weekend, okay? So, we got to get into it. Hey, I'm not going to keep y'all long. I know y'all got things to do. I definitely got some things to do. Love old school music, you know, because it's something relaxing about it, pure, you know, speaking to the soul, you know. Again, welcome to Talk That Talk with Diva Speaks Relationships. My name is Angela Patarial, and we have a letter from a wife. Okay, we did one on a husband a couple of nights ago, but we got one from a wife. She got a serious issue, okay? A serious issue. So come on in, and I'm going to read this letter. I'm going to chop it up, and I'm going to release. I got things to do, but welcome. I hope all of y'all are feeling good. I feel exhausted. Okay, blessed but exhausted. Okay, I can't wait for the day that I wake up a multimillionaire. Okay, because I cannot wait to leave corporate America. I am sick of it. Okay, that's what I need to be talking about, relationships in the workplace, not romantic, but you know what, that too, all encompassing, but toxic workplace environments and how they impact our home life, if you let it, you know, when it penetrates your soul because you're working in such a toxic environment and just, oh. But anyway, that's for another day. So let me get this letter pulled up. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Again, if you're just not tuning in, my name is Angela Patarial. I am the diva of the whole brand, the ministry, Diva Speaks Relationship Ministry, Diva Speaks Relationships talk show, the podcast, three different things, and you know, the card game inventor. So I have a couple of card games that one is at pending at the patent office. I can't talk and I haven't even had a drink. One of my card games is pending at the patent office, and one of them is for couples that are experiencing infidelity in their relationship and you're trying to figure it out. That's that simple. My talk show airs on AT&T UVerse, Channel 99, Spectrum Cable, Channel 21, my own very own Roku channel, as well as the local television stations here in Charlotte, as well as, it's too much, the Now Television Network, their Roku channel, and my ministry, Diva Speaks Relationships, airs every Thursday on satellite TV on seven different channels on satellite on Thursdays at 5 a.m. And that is where I still talk about relationships like we're going to talk about tonight, but I back it with the word. You know, I try to apply scriptures and faith to what I'm talking about, relationships, but I'm still being me. So again, welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm happy to have those of you who are here so we can get into this letter and let's chop it up. So tonight's letter is from a wife and my heart goes out to her. So this subject is not, this is not something that we've not heard about, or we have not, I haven't had a letter or two like that before that I've read. I've read of two or three up to current date. So this wife says that she caught an STD after her husband cheated. Okay? BV after he cheated on me. My husband cheated on me in March. It's been awful, and our marriage is still totally not healed. But on top of all of that, I've been battling BV, bacterial vaginosis, ever since. That's just sad. He's the only man I've ever had sex with, and I've never had BV or any kind of STD or vaginal issues until he cheated. That's just sadder. Never any bad odor, never an issue. I literally loved my vajayjay and sex and was confident and happy. Now I'm sad and I feel gross and embarrassed. He had unprotected sex with his employee, and I supposed he introduced a new bacteria from her to my vagina, throwing off my pH, and now I feel like I'll never be my normal self. I'm so depressed. I've done everything right my whole life in terms of sex and being responsible. I'm healthy. I eat well, no alcohol. The odor is a constant reminder that the man I loved and trusted went outside of our marriage to find something better. I've tried prescription meds, probiotics, cutting sugar, and etc., and it keeps coming back. It's so unfair, and I'm really bummed. I feel like damaged goods. Okay, so I kind of stumbled through that. Lord, I should have had on the glasses. I'm sorry about that. So, BV, after my husband cheated on me. My friend, where do I start with this? Okay, so, you know what? I started to coin this particular phrase. You know, you got yourself a no good husband. But, you know, that's not gender specific. Depending on who wrote the letter and who I'm addressing, you could have yourself a no good woman, a no good wife. But in this case tonight, you got yourself a no good husband. In this season, how about that? I'll be fair. In this season, okay, the season that you're writing me about and the season that you're currently in, you have yourself an unrepentant, very disloyal husband. So you've never had any type of issues with your vajayjay. You've been a confident woman. You've been happy for the most part until he decided to venture off and outside of the relationship. And now you're suffering from a constant odor and you're not feeling as secure about your sexuality and your vajayjay as you once did. He's no good. And the reason that you keep getting it and you can't get rid of it is because he has not stopped cheating. Really, that could be the end of this live. That could be the end of it. We could leave. But I need you to know that he has not stopped cheating. And he probably is cheating with several other females. I mean, he's not stopped cheating because he doesn't want to and because you're still there and because there's no consequences for his bad behavior. You know, if he doesn't fear losing you, if he doesn't value your covenant, if he doesn't value your body, then he's going to continue to do what he's doing. He's being selfish. He's being nasty. He's being irresponsible. And just like I told a husband the other night, this time that you know about, he brought you back. Or he is the reason that you are experiencing BV this time. If you continue down this path, what will it be next time? When are you going to wake up and be responsible for what happens to you and stop leaving it in his hands? You see, I get it, okay? Because I am very transparent to a point without compromising my privacy and tell you that I'm a woman of a particular age. Okay. And I've been through some seasons in my life that I can tell you that if you don't pay attention to the signs, things will get worse. But when someone interrupts your covenant and how your, you know, the stability of your relationship, at least to what you thought it was. You know, when someone cheats or someone does something so drastic where you need to pull the plug or you need to separate or you need to literally stop everything as you know it to pivot and go in a new direction, it sometimes leaves you feeling lost. I'm saying that to say you cannot continue to have sex with your husband unprotected and then continue to be the victim of experiencing BV, because now you know, well, now I'm telling you, if no one else has told you, the reason that you keep getting it is because you keep sleeping with him unprotected. Meanwhile, he's sleeping with either the employee that you mentioned in the letter or several other people or someone new. I mean, you really got to take responsibility. I mean, I get it. As a grown woman, as an adult, as a married woman, I understand that you have needs and nobody will ever or should ever, you know, make you feel bad for wanting to be intimate with the man that you married. I mean, that's part of the journey, is being intimate with him. But you can't continue this journey and not protect yourself, because he's not sleeping with other people unprotected. And you need to, you know, you need to really, really get that through your head, or he's going to end up bringing you something back that you cannot get rid of. You think you feel bad now? You think you feel bad now, and it's just BV. Honey, you do not want to know what it would be like to get rid of something that you will carry for the rest of your life, or that could end your life as you know it, meaning that you will have to basically disclose what you have in the event that he gives you something and then it tears your life apart and the marriage is over with anyway. It's over with. I would say it's over with now until he comes to his senses, if he ever comes to his senses. But why would you leave your life in his hands when a man or a woman is blatantly disrespecting the covenant like that? Because, you know, my show was built all around the premise of relationships and covenant. I have always been that girl. I value relationships. I understand the importance of family. I am one of those women where I don't, you know, I know that man was not meant to be alone, meaning mankind. And I understand that relationships are important. I understand that your marriage is important. I understand that covenants are sacred. And anytime someone gets bold enough to break the vow and to be a repeat offender, it is time for you to revisit what that covenant means to you, how they have acted, and how they're showing you what it means to them. And if it is worth your while, or if it is, you know, something that you can continue to sustain for the rest of your life. If you stay with this man, what do you think is going to happen in the next 5 or 10 years? If he stopped cheating today, what do you think he's going to do the next time he's tempted by someone that he works with? What do you think he's going to do? Can you really ever trust him? Because he's continuously infecting your vessel. I have always been taught that the husband, our men, are supposed to profess their love, protect, and provide. If we're on the same page, you get that? He's not protecting your vessel. Even if, you know, he can't control himself, which is evident, why wouldn't he protect himself, which would be protecting you in the end? Because he's going to come right back home and lay up with you. He's going to come right back home and lay up with you, knowing he's laid up with somebody else unprotected, infecting both of you. And just like I told the husband, a letter that I did earlier this week, you don't know what this person being, the person that your husband is stepping out, or the people, does he really know their sexual history? What is he really exposing you to? I mean, he has no respect for you, your body, or the covenant. And you say in the letter that the odor that you're experiencing is a constant reminder that the man you love went outside of your marriage to find something better, something better, something better. So that, again, his vows meant nothing, because the vows say for better or for worse. So he was just doing you in the meantime, in between time, until he thought he could find something better. But obviously better is not out there, because he keeps coming back to you after he keeps testing the waters. My friend, you need to decide, what is this worth to you? What are you willing to lose? What are you willing to sacrifice? Because he's risking it all. He does not care. And it saddens me to say that, because my whole ministry is built on restoration and reconciling and doing everything with, you know, reasonable to keep the family together, you know, accepting, you know, the baggage that you brought to the table, accepting, you know, you know, being accountable for the things that you've done to get the relationship to this point. I'm not pointing the fingers at you for his cheating, but I'm just saying my platform is all about marriages and relationships and keeping them together and not subscribing to this cancel culture that people, you know, are buying into. I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for this. I ain't putting up with this. I know my worth. Well, this will be one of those cases, absolutely. But I'm just saying, it just hurts my spirit to be able to tell you that you're in a situation where you really have to look at what it is. He's unrepentant. He's a habitual offender. He has no respect for the covenant, no respect for you, no respect for himself, because he don't even value his own body. If you got it, he got something. If you are continuing to get something, to be reinfected, what do you think he has? Has he went to the doctor? You said you did, but has he went to get examined? I'm telling you, restoration cannot happen without repentance. And you're nowhere near that. You are nowhere near a season of even going towards restoring something with your husband, because he can't keep his penis in his pants. And I said the other night on the live, honey, I don't respect cheaters. I don't respect you. I judge them. I judge them until I can't. I judge them, pronounce condemnation on you, because you know what? It's about self-control. And if you have never been faithful in a marriage or a relationship, you need to, you know what? Disclose that to each and every person that you walk into their life. Just say it. I've never been faithful to anyone. I've never even thought about being faithful to anyone. I'm hoping it can be different with you, but I'm a total fuck up. So this is what I am. If you want to deal with me, then that's fine. We can play this. We can do this. We can do whatever. But I need you to know that I've never been faithful to anyone. Maybe you can be different, but it won't. I just think people should have that, you know, that should be like a side effect or a disclaimer that they come with. But unfortunately, you do have yourself a no good husband. You have yourself a husband who, just by the little bit that you wrote in and said, he's not planning on stopping anytime soon. So what are you going to do? You see what he's done. Okay, it's like Dr. Phil said, the best predictor of future events is past patterns or behaviors. What has he shown you thus far? He's shown you that he will go outside of your marriage. He will go outside of your relationship and get sexual gratification. Don't even think about protecting himself or wrapping it up and come right back home and sleep with you and infect you. That's what he has shown you. Is it worth it to you to continue down this journey? And even if you say, you know what, Gayla, I'm a woman. I have my needs. I'm unapologetic about it. I need to be satisfied. That's fine. But are you going to continue to lay up with him unprotected? See, you have to be responsible in this thing, because I get it. Sometimes it's just not, you're not in a situation where you can just go cold turkey and you don't want to introduce anyone new to your body because of what he has brought you. Look what he's done to you. He's given you something. And he's reinfecting you every time he sleeps with you. You said, I've tried prescription meds, probiotics, cutting sugar, and etc. Oh, Lord, cutting sugar. Ooh, take me now. I love sugar. Cookies, cakes. I ordered a whole half a dozen of cupcakes today and ate them. I'm just living life to the fullest. Anyway, and what you said, you're doing all of these things to try and restore your vaginal health. And he's doing everything to tear it down. He's traumatized you. He's got you feeling insecure about your sexual health. You're not feeling safe when you lay down with him. So my question to you is, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You know, I can tell you to pray about it. I would encourage you to pray about it. But after you get up off your knees, then what? Because the Bible does tell us faith without works is dead. So once you get through praying to our Heavenly Father about what's going on in your marriage, what your husband is continuously doing to break the vows and to dishonor and disgrace your covenant, what are you going to do next? Because the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. If you keep sleeping with this man unprotected while he's outside sleeping outside of the marriage and your home, sleeping with other people, how will things ever get better? And I don't know. You know, you should feel insulted, disgraced, and rejected, because I'm a woman just like you. And the day, you know, that you are committed to your husband and you realize that when he wants to be sexually satisfied, he does not desire your body or your sex. He's looking to fall into the arms and in between the legs of another. Let that soak in. I think you're just so, you're so traumatized by what he's given you, and you're so hurt that you're not really thinking this thing totally through about what you are experiencing. Because I promise, if you slow down, if you slow down and get in a quiet place and really think about it, you will begin to connect the dots and start feeling all of the things you need to feel to be able to get yourself up out of this. Okay? Think about that. When you are turned on and when you are craving intimacy, you want your husband, right? When he gets turned on and when he gets an erection, he's not coming to you. He's going outside of the home, the house, the relationship, and the marital bed to get his rocks off. And once he's done, okay, enjoying himself in between the legs of another nasty old woman, he comes back home to you and lay up with you and violates your temple and disgraces your covenant, embarrassing you. That's what he's doing to you while you're sitting around hurt and trying to wrap your mind around it. I need you to get angry and look at this thing for what it is. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. It's demeaning. It's degrading. And no person should ever have to go through that or have to live with that. I talk about on the ministry side of things, you know, restoration and trying to work it out. You know, cheating is one of those things. I don't know. You know, I can understand, because we're all human, even though, honey, let me brag, toot-toot, beep-beep, never been my issue. I got some flaws now. I got some big flaws. But cheating and fidelity is not one of them, okay? It's not one of them. And if I ever lost my way, got big-headed, arrogant, or whatever, I could be, and I could be thot-bopping all up in these streets, but I don't. Because that's not me. So being disloyal is something I've never understood. I can't wrap my mind around it. And that is something that I do not encourage. Going back to what I was saying and what I promote on my ministry channel, cheating is something else. That's a whole nother animal. Because again, you're talking about diseases, sometimes outside babies. You're talking about soul ties. You're talking about embarrassing the F out of you. You're talking about other people in your business. You're talking about a whole myriad of things that you shouldn't have to deal with when a person disgraces you and the covenant and then comes back as if he has done no wrong. He needs to be kissing your dirty drawers and begging you for forgiveness, but yet he's out there looking for more victims to infect. Think about that. Your husband is out there infecting not only you, but probably other females. Yo, man. Think about that. Is this something that you really want to deal with right now? I would say, let it go right now. You need to get yourself together, you know, get your vessel back together, you know, get your temple and your, you know, your self-esteem back and feeling more secure. Get your pH balance back intact. And you know what? I would say consult God. Have a lot of conversations with God about what's going on in your marriage and what should you do. Because if you got a man that won't stop cheating on you, if you got a man that's not going to stop sleeping around, if you got a man that's going to continue to disrespect and disgrace you and the covenant, what do you need him for? And this is coming from the mouth of a woman who really, you would almost say that I am so, child, I can't even stress it enough. If you watch any of my shows, listen to my podcast or whatever, this is all I talk about. Keeping it together, not allowing the enemy to penetrate your relationship and your marriage, not giving the enemy leeway, you know, protecting your relationship. This man ain't protecting your relationship. He ain't even protecting himself. He just out here sharing his goodies with everybody and coming back home giving you the damaged goods. Let that sink in. You deserve better than what you're getting right now in this season. And I hope the two of you can get it together. But I would say right now, a habitual cheater and a nasty one at that, he is so unclean. Like, if you know what, if you're going to cheat, if you just really are that reckless, you don't know how to wrap it up. I'm just saying, you know, again, restoration will never happen if there's no repentance. And I'll leave you with this. My first marriage, this was back in the 90s, right? And I used to call home, not home, well, yeah. I used to call home to one of my girlfriends at the time. And she would listen to me and she would, you know, we would talk about different things. Sometimes I would cry. Sometimes I'd be angry. You know, you just never knew what you was going to get because I was really, really going through a lot. And she said to me one time, she said, you know what, Toot? That's my nickname, Toot. She says, when you get sick and tired of being sick and tired, you ain't going to pick up the phone to call nobody to do nothing. You're going to know exactly what to do. You will know what to do and you will do it. But until you get sick and tired and fed up with what is going on in your marriage and how you're being treated, you will continue to go through this. You will continue to see yourself as a victim. You will continue to just be downtrodden and depressed. But when you get sick and tired, nobody will have to tell you nothing. You won't write any more letters. You won't do any of that because you will have had enough. And I pray that day comes sooner than later for you, since we're talking about your vessel, your body, okay? You know, not wanting the demise of your marriage, but definitely putting an end to your no good husband out here sticking and poking everything around the community and his employees. You know, and that's another thing. If I can't trust your no good behind to go to work and just go to work and mind your business, do your job, clock out, come home to me without you up at the job cheating on me, what kind of marriage or relationship is it? I've had letters like that before, and I say it all the time when I get these kind of letters. If you can't trust your wife or your man or your husband to go to work without cheating on the job, what kind of relationship or marriage is that? Because you got to go to work. You need to go to work. But you at the job cheating too? Because most of us spend at least 8 to 12 hours at the office or whatever career or, you know, wherever. So you cheating on the job. I can't trust you to leave the house to go make the money to take care of this lifestyle in our household without you cheating. I'm just saying, you got a whole husband that is a whole hot mess. And I just want you to be protected. I want you to be protected. You know what? You can still get your rocks off and, you know, get your sexual pleasure from your husband. I just think you need to wrap it up. But if it was me, so just let me go here since I'm going to say this. If it was me, I wouldn't. I'm not laying down with nobody that you have infected my body. I'm not laying down with you if I know that you've broken our vows. You can take your nasty, no good, cheating behind elsewhere and go and be the next woman's headache, because now I see what you're about. I see that you ain't about nothing. I know that she ain't got nothing, because if you couldn't keep your word to me, if you couldn't honor your vows to me, if you couldn't keep the covenant with me, you told me and God that this is what this was before friends and family. Okay, you gave me your last name, right? We share a life, a bed, a home, a family together. So if you would throw all of that away and say, to hell with what I promised you, to hell with what I told God, I'm just going to do me, the next woman to get you ain't getting shit. That's how I look at it. So I'm just saying, you know, I just want to be fair, because it is what it is. If you want to keep your marriage, that's you, that's your business. I understand that people mess up. People mess up all the time, okay? I would say, please use protection before he bring you something back that you cannot get rid of. And you thinking you feeling bad now? My good sister, you don't want nothing that will literally leave you feeling like your life is in shambles. And if you can get him to the place where he wants to talk, I do have a game called Surviving Infidelity. I do. I have a card game called Surviving Infidelity. It was created for couples that are trying to get the answers that they need and figure out if it is worth their time and energy to move forward or not. A lot of people would say, nah, Gayla, to hell with that. I get it. But there are a lot of people trying to figure it out. I think this would benefit you. I think this would benefit you if he could slow down long enough to stop sleeping around on you, then I think that the game would, I hate calling it a game, this is a resource or a tool, would benefit the both of you, so you can start getting the answers, you know, questions that would facilitate a conversation that would be beneficial to your journey on your way back to a relationship that's healthy and totally monogamous, you know, and who knows, you know, I never want to say what God will or will not do. It is not my place to do that. I just know that you're in a situation that's going to require a lot, but I need you to be responsible and not play the victim at this point, because you know what's going on. You keep getting BV. None of the meds are working because he keeps sleeping around and he keeps reinfecting you. Because he hasn't stopped. He hasn't learned his lesson. I hope that he gets what he gets. I hope that he has the life that he deserves for treating you so poorly. Because no woman should ever have to walk around with a smelly cat. Because her man gave it to her. Not because she was out here thought bopping in the streets, but because her man gave it to her. How awful is that? Let that sink through your head. Your man is the reason that you have an odor, according to you. So if you're just now tuning in, on our way out, we have a wife that wrote in, right? And she says, my husband cheated on me in March. It's been awful and our marriage is still totally not healed. But on top of that, I've been battling BV, bacterial vaginosis, ever since. He's the only man I've ever had sex with, and I've never had BV or any kind of STD or vaginal issue until he cheated. Never any bad odor, never an issue. I literally loved my vajayjay and sex and was confident and happy. Now I'm sad and I feel gross and embarrassed. He had unprotected sex with his employee, and I supposed he introduced a new bacteria from her to my vagina, throwing off my pH, and now I feel like I'll never be my normal self. I'm so depressed. I've done everything right my whole life in terms of sex and being responsible. I'm healthy. I eat well, no alcohol. The odor is a constant reminder that the man I loved and trusted went outside of our marriage to find something better. I've tried prescription meds, probiotics, cutting sugar, and etc., and it keeps coming back. Girl, it keeps coming back because he hasn't stopped cheating. He's still out there doing him. He in those streets. That's what the kids say. He's still in those streets. It keeps coming back because he's doing him. He doesn't value the marriage. You say that he's the only man that you've ever had sex with. Meanwhile, he's just He's just a no good husband right now. There's no other way to say that. You keep getting, you know what, you can stop feeling the way that you're feeling with the older, you know, because, you know, you mentioned that in the letter. You can stop that. Protect yourself or just stop sleeping with him. You know, I know that as grown women, as married women, that we do have needs. You know, you want to be sexually satisfied. You want to be fulfilled. You want to fellowship with your husband. You want to be intimate with him. But every time you lay down with your husband, there's a chance and a risk that he's reinfecting you, and hopefully not with something that you can't get rid of. I need you to think about that. It may be hard for you to go cold turkey. I don't encourage you to step outside of your marriage. Don't do what he did and then put yourself in a position to reap what he's got to sow. Okay, don't do that. Don't step outside your relationship. Okay, two wrongs don't make a right. But I definitely need you to pump the brakes and protect yourself before laying down with him. So I was just trying to see if I went over everything that I said I was going to say. Do you think it? Okay. On our way out, I'm just going to ask you this. If the tables were turned, and I just read a letter, what was that, Monday night? If the tables were turned and your husband was the faithful one and you was the one that was out here getting your groove on, you know, sampling the different sausages out there, and you came back with something, do you think your husband would take you back? Do you think your husband would still be sleeping with you unprotected if you gave him something? Do you even think that you would still have a husband or even be in the home? Because I'm going to tell you, my sister, I just read a letter on Monday night where the husband has a wife, and she's pregnant with a third. She's in her third pregnancy, and it was discovered during going to her gynecologist. Oh, my boobies. That she has an STD. So the husband went ahead and he paid for a paternity test and he's waiting on the results, but he's livid. He's trying to make this woman terminate her pregnancy because she cheated. My point is, you're giving your husband grace that 9 times out of 10 men don't give us as women. Not because I don't cheat. I don't cheat. That ain't my problem. My problem is my mouth. But do you think he would give you the same grace? Do you think your husband would allow you to cheat on him and then keep reinfecting him after he's discovered that you've been cheating on him? I want you to sit with that. So my name is Angela Potareal, and this has been an interesting and really, you know, kind of did something to my spirit, you know. I hope you feel better. I hope you feel better about your confidence back. I hope that you can get a handle around the BV. It's not the end of the world. You know what? You are not the first woman or person, spouse, to get cheated on. It's unfortunate that it happened, but it does happen. You can get through this, but you won't be able to get through it until you stop cheating. You won't. As long as he's cheating, unless you're going to open yourself up to poly and share him. Even if you did that, it's still nasty because he's infecting you. So that wouldn't even be the answer. But I hope that it gets better for you. And I hope that life will give you better than what you're given in turn with your marriage. Because right now you do have what I say is a no good spouse. He's acting like a single man while you're conducting yourself in your covenant as you should. And you are paying for it with this BV and the STDs. So I hope you guys have really just, you know, if you're going through something in your own relationship, you know, sometimes we have to hear about unfortunate situation and circumstances of other people to realize sometimes that maybe what we're going through in our own homes or our own relationship maybe is not as bad as what we are listening to, even though our hearts can go out to a person and just pray, thanking God that we're not going through that. Sometimes it, you know, if you stop and think, you know what, I just thank God that that's not me. You know, I thank God that I'm not having to go through that. Or, you know what, the problems that I do have, you know, they pale in comparison to what I'm hearing right now. And just be grateful that whatever you're going through, this is not that. And for those, if there is someone out there that's going through what I just read or something similar, my heart goes out to you. You know what? With take my, you know, my advice, be encouraged, protect yourself. If you say, you know what, I got to have my sexual needs met, then protect yourself. You know, it's your body, it's your vessel. And if you want things to get better, things will get better when that person has consequences for how they are conducting themselves in the relationship with you. At the beginning of the year, my talk show, I started off the year, one of my first talk shows for 2022 was called Terms and Conditions. What are your terms and conditions for your relationship or your marriage or your dating life? You know, what terms and conditions come with you? What must the person do or not do in a relationship to continue to have access to you, or for you to withdraw the benefits or to withdraw access? It's just like, you know, I was talking about my show being on cable and satellite. If I or you fail to pay the satellite or the cable bill, they will disconnect the service. I think it goes like that in our relationships and marriages too. When you fail to abide by the terms and the conditions that you and I have set down and established for this covenant or for this marriage, there has to be consequences similar to any service provider or, you know, merchant. If you don't abide by the terms and conditions, there should be a penalty. There should be a disconnect of service. There should be something that says to the person that is violating the agreement, you cannot continue down this path and have access to me or be in a relationship with me. Because we have discussed, again, the terms and the conditions under which we would coexist in this relationship. And without the both of us having a meeting of the minds, I wouldn't have even moved forward with you. So you had to have agreed to what we talked about in order for us to get to this point. But since you want to have temporary amnesia, guess what? I'm disconnecting the service. When you come to your senses or whatever, if I'm still interested, then maybe we can talk about or revisit these terms and conditions and talk about the lines that you cross, the boundaries that you cross, and, you know, how you defaulted on our contract. I'm just saying, terms and conditions, get you some, get you some. It should be a penalty. You know, you can't sit up here and play with people's lives. But again, to the wife, I'm going to say to you what my friend said to me back in 1998. When you get sick and tired of being sick and tired of what you're going through and how you're being treated by this man that gave you BV and keeps reinfecting your punani, you will know what to do. That day will come. You will not always be going to sleep crying over a man who's dogging you out and embarrassing you. Because you said you were embarrassed by it. It won't always be like this. You will get your power back. Trust me, you'll get your power back. But I will tell you this, in addition to everything else I just told you. Honey, don't be led by your emotions. Don't do something that's going to get you a felony. Locked up, murder charges, arson charges. Don't do it. Don't do it. You know, don't allow him to rob you of your freedom by lashing out or acting out an emotion, because this man is reinfecting your body and doing stuff to, you know, upset your life and your health. So that's it. Are we good, guys? Are we good? Because Melissa Morgan, she left us a long time ago, but I have enjoyed this, and I do appreciate the letters that I get. I appreciate you guys that write me, and you know, you trust me to give you something that, you know, when you write me, I'm not going to be making a joke out of what you're going through. I'm not here to condemn you, but definitely pour some encouragement. I cannot talk. Into you, and let you know that you're not crazy. You're not crazy. And the next time around, find you a man that know how to love you, okay? He got to know how to love you. He got to know how to keep them vows, okay? This has been Talk That Talk, Diva Speaks Relationships. My name is Angela Portareal, and I will see you guys the next time.